This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first committees to meet during the new legislative session.
We're going to try a little different hearing schedule this year.
Right to Work is one of the first measures to get a committee hearing this year. The Missouri Senate General Laws Committee heard Senate Bills 19 and 21 on Wednesday.
Six members being
Senator
present,
Dan Brown of Rolla sponsors Senate Bill 19.
Reforming union law in Missouri is pro-worker, is pro-transparency, and pro-taxpayer. Studies have shown Right to Work states have higher levels of economic growth.
This is a bill we heard last year, and I believe
Wednesday also saw the Missouri Senate Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment Committee meet to hear Senate Bill 22, which seeks to make changes to provisions relating to hazardous waste. Sponsor Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of University City tells the panel radioactive material was dumped in her district in 1947.
The sad story is that it's not just the landfill and not just Coldwater Creek that has remnants of this radioactive waste. It's in multiple places throughout St. Louis City and St. Louis County.
Okay, I'd like to call
Wednesday morning, the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee met. Senator David Sater of Cassville, who chairs the panel, also sponsors Senate Bill 28. His proposal would require the Missouri Department of Social Services to apply for a global waiver for Missouri Health Net.
Would end the federal matching rate approach. Instead, states would be provided with an annual lump sum of federal money each year that they could use to construct their Medicaid on their own terms.
During discussion, committee member Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur mentioned she continues to hear Medicaid is unsustainable.
The federal plan for us at the state level to implement the expansion of Medicaid would have paid a level of 100% down to 90% at the lowest.
Well, let's get an understanding of how many people
Tuesday mornings on the Missouri Senate Ways and Means Committee hear Senate Bill 16, legislation that would exempt delivery charges from sales and use taxes. Bill sponsor, Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit, who also chairs the committee, says this was crafted because of a court case.
A situation where the courts have ruled that because there was a situation where they said that you had to start charging sales tax on delivery fees. This is something that we're trying to roll back. I think the General Assembly should set the precedence.
The panel also heard Senate Bill 17, which would phase out the corporate income tax over 3 years. Committee member Senator John Rizzo of Kansas City says now is not the time to revisit this matter.
Well, the shortfall in the budget is probably the number one reason. The other reason is Senate Bill 19. Find out where the bottom of that is before we start talking about cutting other revenues.
No committee action has yet been taken on any of these measures. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.